Alright, hello friends. Welcome to the very, very first episode of Jacqueline Rosegold, which is basically, I'm thinking, kind of trying to make an audio vlog kind of thing. Well, an audio log, that's probably a better word for it. I'm thinking of trying to make an audio log of the beauty in the ordinary. So what living ordinary life looks like from a beautiful perspective, which I guess pretty much anyone could do. But I think I'm going to really focus on books and art and trying to create a more beautiful space within the ordinary. So I thought it'd be really fun to start off by talking a little bit about my New Year's resolutions because it's the new year. Happy New Year, everyone. I don't know why. I know a lot of people find this time of year very cheesy. I have a lot of friends who do not do New Year's resolutions, and that is totally okay. Some people, it's just not their holiday. But for me, I think New Year's resolutions just make a lot of sense. It's a brand new year, and I don't know why. I like that so much. I like having a fresh start. I like having a new name or a new date on the page. I feel like we have left the space of 2022 behind, and it was beautiful. I'm so grateful for all of the amazing memories I made in 2022, and I'm so excited for 2023. I feel like I'm in a new space, kind of a new adventure awaits. And I always love the start of a new year because I think there's something really fresh and exciting. And for me, it just happens to be the perfect time to really revisit goals that I have, revisit how I'm living my life and kind of see what is it that I can do better, maybe to make it, you know, what can I do to make myself more of who I'm looking to be? And really how can I change my life so that it looks more like what I want my life to look at? So I guess, I mean, there's probably, let's say, three questions that I really like to ask myself at the end of the year. And the first one is, I always like to start by reflecting on the previous year. So I always like to say, what's my highlight reel? And that might not be the highlight reel I shared on Instagram, honestly. It might be something smaller, and it might be what I share on Instagram. I do try to share some really, obviously, the things that I get excited about. But it might be, you know, something smaller. You know, the books that the novels that I've been working on, just the rewrites and rewrites, might be something that I'm really proud of. Running a 5K last year was really fun. So that's the first question I always start with is, what have I done this year? What am I really proud of? What am I really grateful for having? And looking at that kind of helps set the tone of what really went right last year. What was really beautiful about last year helps me focus on the new year and think really intentionally about what I want this new year to be. So, the next question I think about is, you know, who do I want to be? And that's a huge question. Obviously we're very complex creatures, so, you know, you can't, I don't know that it's possible to completely make yourself 100% who you want to be in one year. And I think striving for perfection sometimes can be honestly a little overwhelming. So what I like to do is look at, you know, maybe who do I want to be and focus in on one area I really want to change. So kind of looking at one area of my life that I want to do better at. Thinking about what's one way that will have a massive, massive impact on, you know, what my life should look like. And I guess that would be the next step is, I like breaking it down into smaller goals. What is my ideal life look like then, broken down into, like, when you look at the details of the day? So looking at, you know, I want to be working out every day, or I want to be making sure I'm making more time to paint, or I want to be taking more breaks throughout the day so that I can really enter in more to each thing, or I want to be more present. So kind of writing out, like, at the beginning of the year, I wrote out, what would my ideal day look like if my life looked exactly how I wanted it to? And, you know, it'd be easy. I didn't say, like, oh, if I had $1 trillion and, I don't know. I didn't do anything too unrealistic, but what does my dream life look like within my current reality? I liked that question. And I think you can change your current reality through how you live your life, obviously, and that's something I'm working towards as well. But I also think sometimes we look at these false realities, like, oh, if I had $1 million or I had a couple billion dollars, what would my life look like? And the other day I actually sat down and wrote out what the big main differences would be, and there actually weren't as many as I thought there'd be. So that was a little bit surprising. So honestly, I don't really need that at this point, at least. I don't need that extra $1 billion at this point. I'd love to have it later, I'm sure. But at this point, this year, what I'm working on, my goals, I have everything I need to kind of keep working on that already. So, I mean, if I had $1 million, maybe I'd get a nicer car. But honestly, I already have a car, and it drives me exactly where I need to get to go, and that's great. If I had a billion extra dollars, I'd probably get more books, but honestly, I haven't even read through the ones I have, so that wouldn't be wise. Or I'm trying to think, I'd put more in investments, but that's not going to really impact my dream life at this point. I'd probably buy a house with a swimming pool, and that would change my life. So there's one thing. But I can go to my friend's apartment who has an indoor pool, so I could really weave that into my life too if I had more time. But right now I've got other goals, so honestly I don't think having that, you know, that getting an extra $1 billion is not my current top priority. I've got a lot of other projects I'm working on. So yeah, that's just sidetracked. Anyways, we come back. We talk about some, so what are my New Year's resolutions then with all of this in mind? I'll share this with you guys. I've got two of them. Number one is keep my bathroom clean. And obviously this is a good thing for everybody to do. But I'm kind of really bad at keeping it consistently clean. I have friends over and you know, pretty fairly frequently, and then that necessitates getting it clean. But I'd like to just have it clean so that it's already clean, and when friends come over, it doesn't really impact the cleaning schedule, if you know what that means. I don't just clean it when people are coming over and I want it to look presentable, but I want it to always be presentable. And I think this because a lot of people say if you want to change your life, start by making your bed. And I do that, so that's really good. And I was just kind of thinking about, and I try to keep my room fairly clean. My office is another story, but maybe that's for 2024. But I was thinking about what's one area of my life that'd be manageable. It's not huge. I could keep it, but I could kind of level up in keeping that aspect of my life a little bit more organized. And I was thinking the bathroom is the perfect place. So I've got some Norwex stuff. If anyone wants to talk more about Norwex, I'll talk more about Norwex later. I love it, which are like very natural cleaning supplies. So I was thinking that that might be a good thing. And I think keeping areas clean, like your bedroom or the bathroom or whatever it is for you, it might seem like they don't have a lot of bearing on the exterior life, like the things that people see, you know. But I do think that it does. I think that there's a certain, somehow cleaning your bed does have an impact on the rest of your life. Making your bed has this, it gives you this winner mindset. So I'm hoping that by me keeping the bathroom clean, not only will it cause less stress for me whenever guests come over, and it, you know, is going to make my life a lot better by having, you know, clean spaces for me to get ready in the morning. And I love, you know, morning, evening routines like that. So I think it'll create a space for me to be more relaxed in. And I hope it has a wider bearing on the rest of my life than what I might currently be able to guess right now. So stay posted, stay tuned. We'll see if that's the case or not. So that's resolution one. What's resolution two? And that is to meal plan a meal a week. And this is so hard. I feel like one of the hardest parts about being an adult is trying to figure out how to feed yourself. You've got like a million things to do, and somehow you're also expected to cook meals. And I know there have been times in my life where I ate out all the time because I just couldn't be bothered to go and spend hours in the kitchen. There have been other times in my life where I have maybe been in between jobs and I've or not in between jobs, because I don't know that that's ever happened, but where I've had a little bit of a lull in work and then spent hours in the kitchen at a necessity, kind of trying to create meals that made me feel a little bit better. And that wasn't my favorite either, because I don't particularly enjoy cooking, honestly. I don't think it's the most fun thing in the world. Basically this resolution, I'm trying to find kind of the joy of it. So planning out a meal, something that I really want to eat, and then somehow my goal is to fit it into the schedule of my life so that I'm still getting all of the projects I want to get done, but then somehow finding some space to make something really tasty for myself, and then hopefully have that kind of sustain me throughout the week, bring some, hopefully a smile, you know, I'll get better nutrition in, get, you know, a good meal in, and enjoy eating, but also not derail my schedule. So that's kind of the plan I have. So those are the two goals: clean the bathroom, cook in the kitchen, which is kind of funny. Cleaning and cooking is not like what I ever thought I would make my resolutions, but here we are, and I'm really excited. I think these things are very, very simple. They seem doable. They seem specific, measurable. Like, they seem totally doable to me. So, I mean, I'm very hopeful that these resolutions will work out, and we'll see how the journey goes. But my hope is that they don't just stay kind of in their own little box of, you know, meal prep and clean the bathroom. But I hope by having these resolutions that they kind of expand a little bit outward and they impact the rest of my life. And hopefully I'll feel stronger after eating more consistently and more, you know, nutritious meals. And so hopefully I'll feel stronger. I'll feel more confident. I'll feel more relaxed and feel more peaceful in a clean, wholesome, nurturing environment. So that's kind of the vision I have for 2023. I've got a ton of little goals and projects that I'm continuing to work on from the previous year. I'm still trying to paint quite a bit. I'm still writing. I just started blogging at the end of last year. And today I've just started podcasting. So you guys, to anyone out there who's listening, thank you so much. So much. And let's crush this new year. Let's just enjoy it, love it, fill it with beautiful memories, make it beautiful, make it what we want it to be. And I will see y'all next time. Bye.